Trinity Sunday is one of the most difficult Sundays to give a sermon on. And in fact, any parishes that I have been associated with, it's inevitably the deacon that gets to give that sermon. In my case, it's going to be very short, but I think very meaningful. Thus far in the church year, the love of each person of the Trinity has been remembered in separate festivals. In the incarnation, death, resurrection, and the ascension of our Lord, we see the love of both Father and the Son, for it was the Father that sent his Son into the world. In sending forth of the Blessed Spirit by the Father and Son on Whitsunday last week, we acknowledge the special and marvelous works of the Holy Spirit. Today on Trinity Sunday, we bring to a close the first half of the Christian year as we gather together all three persons of the Trinity in our worship, witnessing to the glory of the eternal Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, as one God equally concerned in our salvation. Our epistle today encouraged us to look upward into heaven and to cry with all the saints triumphant. Trinity Sunday is also the beginning of the second half of the church year. Having been taught who God is and what he has done for us in and through his Son, we now focus our hearts and minds on living the Christian life. From here on, the readings will assist us as we focus on the practical living of the Christian life. Its principal themes are patience in temptation, humility, equal treatment of the poor, faith producing good works, control of the tongue, the curbing of lusts, the danger of material riches, the beauty and use of prayer, and that the Christian life must be guided by the example of the life of our Lord. The Gospel for today, the discourse with Nicodemus, makes it very clear that Trinity Sunday is a new beginning. Ye must be born again. Born again by the Spirit. We then let the Spirit shape our lives by his life during this Trinity season. This has been unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen.